Gelukkig nieuwjaar!
Welkom bij iBot Radio Sunday Sessions.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
If you knew that you would die today, you saw the face of God and love, would you change? Would you change? If you knew that love can't break your heart, when you're down so low you cannot fall, would you change? Would you change? How bad, how good does it need to get? How many losses, how much regret? What chain reaction would cause an effect? Makes you turn around, makes you try to explain, makes you forgive and forget, makes you change. 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 If you knew that you would find a truth that brings a pain that can't be soothed, would you change? Would you change? How bad, how good does it need to get? How many losses, how much regret? What chain reaction would cause an effect? Makes you turn around, makes you try to explain, makes you forgive and forget, makes you change.
Teachers! Till I reach my highest ground. Now, no one's gonna break. transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what the will of God is. Will of God is. Ask anything in His name and He'll do it. He'll give you guidance. Glorify Him. Then you'll be able to test and approve what the will of God is. Will of God is. Ask anything in His name and He'll do it. He'll give you guidance. Glorify Him. Prove what the will of God is. Will of God is. Ask anything in His name and He'll do it. He'll give you guidance. Glorify Him. Then you'll be able to test and approve what the will of God is. Will of God is. Ask anything in His name and He'll do it. He'll give you guidance. Glorify Him. Thank you.
my dwelling place in you, God. And I'm not afraid, 'cause I am held by you.
We've seen, it is not as we've read, it is not as they've said. How we need to forget and we need to reset and be like children again. Are you hungry and have no money? You can sit at this table. Are you thirsty and unworthy? You can draw from this well. Are you weak? Are you poor? Are you wanting for more in the quiet of your heart? To yourself you say, I wish someone would pass my way and give me a new start. Sweetheart, stop cutting your sweet arms. No hope, smoking dope and drinking your life away. Let's dance and sing, let's eat from the tree. Come down to the river with me. It may be too good to be understood, but it's not too good to be true. It may be too good to be understood, but it's not too good to be true. From the dust we came, to the dust we all will go. We brought nothing with us, we'll take nothing home. Keep in mind, it'll take a little time, but darling, you're gonna find where you came from. Don't let your eyes deceive your heart. Believe that the best is yet to come. It may be too good to be understood, but it's not too good to be true. To be alive.
Oh, Shepherd and his sheep.
I tell you the truth. Anyone who sneaks over the wall of the sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice.
Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant, so he explained it to them.
I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him, and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he's working only for the money and doesn't really care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. Just as my Father knows me and I know the Father, so I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep too that are not in this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. The Father loves me because I sacrifice my life so I may take it back again. No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily. For I have the authority to lay it down when I want to and also to take it up again. For this is what my Father has commanded.
When he said these things, the people were again divided in their opinions about him. Some said, "He's demon-possessed and out of his mind. Why listen to a man like that?" Others said, "This doesn't sound like a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Jesus claims to be the Son of God. It was now winter, and Jesus was in Jerusalem at the time of Hanukkah, the festival of dedication. He was in the temple, walking through the section known as Solomon's Colonnade. The people surrounded him and asked, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus replied,
"I have already told you, and you don't believe me. The proof is the work I do in my Father's name. But you don't believe me because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the Father's hand. The Father and I are one."
Once again, the people picked up stones to kill him. Jesus said,
"At my Father's direction, I have done many good works. For which one are you going to stone me?
They replied, we're stoning you, not for any good work, but for blasphemy. You, a mere man, claim to be God.
Jesus replied,
it is written in your own scriptures that God said to certain leaders of the people, I say, you are gods, and you know that the scriptures cannot be altered. So if those people who received God's message were called gods, why do you call it blasphemy when I say, I am the Son of God? After all, the Father set me apart and sent me into the world. Don't believe me unless I carry out my Father's work. But if I do his work, believe in the evidence of the miraculous works I have done. Even if you don't believe me, then you will know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father.
Once again, they tried to arrest him, but he got away and left them. He went beyond the Jordan River near the place where John was first baptizing and stayed there a while. And many followed him. John didn't perform miraculous signs, they remarked to one another, but everything he said about this man has come true. And many who were there
mountains and sea, you are treading a path for me. God of the seasons and sky, you have always been holding my life. And Lord, you are the shepherd of my soul. So I lay down my plans, I give up my rights, let you take control of this surrendered life. So I put my trust in the one who created the stars and the sun. Oh, you are eternally kind, always faithful and endlessly wise. Lord, you are the shepherd of my soul. So I lay down my plans, I give up my rights. You take control of the surrendered life. And Lord, you are the shepherd of my soul. So I lay down my plans, I give up my rights, and let you take control of the surrendered life. In shaking you remain, unmoved and unafraid, forever and always you lead me, by still waters lead me, through the valleys lead me, in your wisdom shepherd of my soul. You comfort, you sustain, in shaking you remain, unmoved and unafraid, forever and always you lead me. By still waters lead me, through the valleys lead me, in your wisdom, shepherd of my soul. We'll be right back.
Jesus, the way to the Father.
Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I am going.
No, we don't know, Lord,
Thomas said.
We have no idea where you are going, so how can we know the way?
Jesus told him,
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on, you do know him and have seen him.
Philip said,
Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied.
Jesus replied,
Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of the work you have seen me do. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
Jesus promises the Holy Spirit.
If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit, who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him, because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him, because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them.
Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but the other disciple with that name, said to him,
Lord, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not to the world at large?
Jesus replied,
All who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. Anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What I am telling you is from the Father who sent me. I am telling you these things now while I am still with you. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is, the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I am going away, but I will come back to you again. If you really loved me, you would be happy that I am going to the Father, who is greater than I am. I have told you these things before they happen, so that when they do happen, you will believe. I don't have much more time to talk to you, because the ruler of this world approaches. He has no power over me, but I will do what the Father requires of me, so that the world will know that I love the Father. Come, let's be going.
Thank you.
Savior. No flower grows unseen. His kindness rains like water on every humble sea. No simple act of mercy escapes his watchful eye. For there is one who loves me. His hand is over mine. In the kingdom of the heavens, no suffering is unknown. Each tear that falls is holy. Each breaking heart a throne. There is a song. His heart, it breaks with mine.